The Old Testament reading from the Nativity of our Lord is from Isaiah chapter 62. Go through the gates, prepare the way for the people. Build up the highway, clear it of stones, lift up a signal over the peoples. Behold, the Lord has proclaimed to the end of the earth. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your salvation comes. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. And they shall be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And you shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from Titus chapter 3. When the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and peace be richly multiplied unto each one of you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our text is Luke 2:11. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. So far the words of our text. Gifts under the Christmas tree have name tags on them, indicating who they're for and from whom they are given. As we unwrap the Christmas story this morning, we meet Jesus, who is the gift of gifts. So today we consider the theme, born for you. So what actually happened that night in Bethlehem? What was this wonderful news that the angel was announcing to the shepherds in the field? The fact that this took place in Bethlehem was to fulfill the Old Testament prophecy from Micah. The angel is the one who is sending out this birth announcement. I think that birth announcements are still sent today, but probably via email or Facebook or some other social media. Why waste a stamp? The only ones who probably warrant a phone call might be grandpa and grandma and the great-grandparents. But this is how this birth announcement took place according to Luke's gospel. And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is well pleased." What a privilege the shepherds had to hear this good news. In fact, Luke says, "And the glory of the Lord shone around them." What is sometimes, though, forgotten, in the midst of our Christmas celebrations is the why. That Jesus had to come to earth in the first place. We know why. Jesus came because we are sinners and sinful. Martin Loy wrote in a hymn, "Its light of holiness imparts the knowledge of our sinful hearts, that we may see our lost estate and turn from sin before too late. The law is good, but since the fall, its holiness condemns us all. It dooms us for our sin to die and has no power to justify." And then Martin Luther penned this hymn verse, "But woe to those who cast aside this grace so freely given. They shall in sin and shame abide and to despair be driven. For born in sin, their works must fail. Their striving saves them never. Their pious acts do not avail, and they are lost forever, eternal death their portion." And then Paul Spiritus wrote, "From sin our flesh could not abstain. Sin held its sway unceasing. The task was useless and in vain. Our guilt was e'er increasing. None can remove sin's poisoned dart or purify our guileful heart. So deep is our corruption." And then Paul adds, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." It is the prophet Isaiah who says of this Christ child, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners, to comfort all who mourn." That is precisely what Jesus has done and continues to do. When we are afflicted with the guilt of our sins, Jesus forgives them. When our hearts are broken, he binds them up. When sin holds us captive, he frees us through his death and resurrection. His empty tomb dries our tears and comforts our hearts when we lay a loved one in the ground. Earlier, another angel had spoken to Joseph, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for that which has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins." And save us he did. But at what a cost. The little Christ child would grow into adulthood, keeping God's law perfectly for all of us. Then he would let himself be burdened, dirtied, polluted, and stained with our sin. He would go to the cross as the innocent Lamb of God, whom the Father made to be sin in our place. And on the cross, Jesus would suffer, shed his innocent blood, and cry out, "It is finished." Sin, death, and the very devil himself would be defeated when his tomb was empty on Easter morning. Peter said, "The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you had put to death by hanging him on a cross. He is the one whom God exalted to his right hand as a prince and a savior to grant repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins." We can rejoice this morning knowing that Jesus was born for you and for me, and yes, for all people. Christ Jesus is the real gift of Christmas. He is received by faith alone. Emmanuel means God with us. He is with us in his body and blood, in the bread and wine, in the Lord's Supper. The Bible says of Jesus, who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity, but now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. This innocent Christ child can and will bring you joy, strength, and peace, knowing that in him and in him alone, your sins are forgiven, and heaven is his gift to those who confess him as their Savior. May that be so by the gift of faith given in the waters of holy baptism, that you too may know and confess that he was born for you. In Jesus' name and completed work of redemption. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.